Welcome all of you affectionately for this Compassion Tuesday. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, this is a program which was started many, many years ago. I would always meditate on Tuesday evening for the welfare of others. First, for the welfare of all of those who asked me by letter, by phone call, to try to see what could be done spiritually to help them or their near and dear ones. But then, a little while ago, we decided to make this a public event where we would invite everyone, the more the better, to create a field, so to say, that would spread to different countries and a place within that field, the seed of compassion. Our idea was then it will be more effective. Just today I received a request by a project with which I'm connected. 13 people on the project suffer intensely. The symptoms are they can't breathe, they have an intolerable fever and pain in the joints. And it's not only that the people on the project suffer from this. 17 people who have been coming to the project have also gotten this type of virus. And Today the emergency had to come and take three people who are in risk for their lives to the hospital so that they can receive breathing and a thorough check-up. I received a few phone calls that please, Sachinandaswamy, we need all possible help, not only medical but also spiritual help. I have seen throughout the years that requests like this are done, and I'm always very honored if people turn to me. I think every genuine spiritual person or who's aspiring to be so should selflessly work, think and pray for the benefit of others. The highest ethical value which we can cultivate is this compassion which arises from a deep feeling of empathy. But alas, for some of us, including myself, it is not always easy to access this feeling. However, there are very good news. Our human brain is continually reorganizing itself throughout one's life by forming new neural connections. And this is a good news. We have the possibility to hardwire ourselves for compassion, even if we can't always access this feeling. We only need to draw on our strengths, courage, empathy, inner strengths, and then if we, after drawing on these strengths, engage in meditation, we do two things. We anchor compassion into our heart, it becomes deeply rooted there, and by meditating and going out, we send this very healing, nourishing, and restructuring feelings of compassion into the world. If we could just spread the compassion idea to as many human beings as are willing to accept it, then the world would look differently. But first of all, it's very necessary that we become compassionate. Then, when we arrive in this place of compassion, we will be able to have compassionate thoughts, compassionate words, and compassionate activity. And these activities, but also the meditation, the thought, will spread and create, hopefully, more of a civilization of compassion, which is clearly against civilization of selfishness. Such a civilization kills everything, but a civilization of compassion heals everything. I have called this episode "Put Yourself Together and the World Will Follow." And I would like to tell you a little analogy that helps you to understand that if you could only become more compassionate in your life, the world would get the good idea of compassion. I will read from a a book. There's only one copy of this book. It's my own. It was given to me for birthday. It has various wisdom stories. So this is about a father who was trying to read the newspaper, but his little son, who needed attention, kept on pestering him. Finally, the father got so tired of his little boy just constantly demanding his attention that he tore out a page from the newspaper, one that was bearing a map of the world. He took a pair of scissors and cut the world into different pieces and handed them to his son. Son, there's now something for you to do. It is urgent. You need to put the world together. I've given you a map of the world, and I request you, here's the glue, to put it on a piece of paper and bring it together correctly. Then the father resumed his reading, thinking, my little boy will be busy for at least 2 or 3 hours, and then it's time for him to go to bed. But he was surprised when his son came back after only 15 minutes and handed him the task was finished. He had put the map of the world together. The father said, has your mother taught you geography? The little boy replied, I don't even know what that is. But there was a photo of a man on the other side of the page. So I put the man back together and found I'd put the world back together too. This is the inside-out approach. Start with yourself, because here you can really do something. You can't cure, heal, or convince the whole world to be compassionate, but you can convince yourself. You can yourself become a compassionate person, and by putting yourself together, the world will start to come together. As I said, we can reorganize our brain by concentrating on our strengths and then meditating about them so that something positive will happen. I have seen this in these Compassion Tuesdays. We have been doing this now for quite some time. Some people join us and they feel great benefit from rewiring themselves so that they are overcoming this disturbing selfishness, which we all know, and can become more compassionate to others. I have seen also people being cured on whom we focus our meditation. See, by compassion you may not be able to cure everyone, because some are on their karmic path which cannot be changed left and right. But you can help them to really deal with their burden in a better way. And you help yourself to become more compassionate, something which you carry into the world as a light bearer and not a bearer of darkness, of negativity and so on. So I would like to now go into a meditation on where we will send prayers and compassionate thoughts to all those in need. And then I would like to sing with all of you. That is very nice. And at the very end, I would like to give you 5 powerful practices that you can do during your days where you can express the feelings of compassion which you meditate upon, which you cultivate. And that will reinforce this practice or practical application of compassionate feelings, will reinforce again your mood. Then you will be able to act more compassionate. As a result, you will feel more compassionate. And in this way, soon you will be a person who is really helping others, who is part of the solution. And that is very desirable. Good. Let me organize myself. The first thing is, I request you to center yourself. Find a good place. Stop, please, multitasking at this moment. I always say it. Sit straight in a comfortable position. Gently close your eyes and remain incredibly alert. Let us quickly relax into the moment. Bring your attention to your feet and then up to your knees and your hip bone, and relax. Move up the spinal cord. Relax. The back of your body. Relax. Your chest and abdomen. Relax. Your shoulders, arms and hands. Relax. Your neck, back of the head. Forehead, relax. Allow your brain to soften. Relax. The eyes, the inside of the mouth, with the tongue. Relax. Bring your attention now to your breathing. Inhale through through your nose, where there's the sense of smell. Just try to imagine there is a fragrant jasmine flower, rose, anything fragrant in your room, and you try to breathe in the pleasant fragrance. Breathe out and again on each inhale try to smell almost a pleasant smell, like when you want to smell the fragrance of a flower. You will breathe in the air in a certain way. Breathe in. Your belly will move a little bit outward. Then your chest rises. And when you breathe out, the chest and then the belly sink in a little. Let's do a few mindful breaths. Just concentrate on the air going inside your belly, to your chest, and focus on the air leaving your chest area and the belly area. On your next inhale, bring your awareness to your heart. Breathe gently in and out through your heart. Your heart is the place of inner knowing, of love, kindness. Connect with these sensations of kindness, love, compassion. Next, think of someone who deeply cares about you. A partner or a very good friend. Someone who really wishes you well, selflessly. How does it feel to be loved and supported? Let the feeling of receiving care sink in for a moment. Next, think of someone you care about, perhaps a friend. Child or partner, think of someone who's experiencing some challenge in their lives and requires help. Bring these people or this person into your awareness. Someone requires care, support, prayers, help. See how you naturally wish to offer support. Feel affection and care arise. And consciously wish them well, so that despite their burden, they can find peace and inner strength. Maybe you wish to also wish for them that they can find refuge, shelter. Stay with the experience of those positive emotions such as care, affection, support. Next, think of a neutral person in your life. Someone with whom you have only a very thin relationship. A neighbor, or the person at the cash register in the supermarket. See yourself in them. Just like you, they have seen suffering and are looking for happiness. Just like you, they have known sadness and despair and are looking for relief. Allow the feelings of kindness, of care, and support rise within your heart. Extend them to this person too, consciously wish well. Finally, widen your circle of compassion. If it helps, think of a stone falling into a calm lake and making concentric, expanding circles, little waves. Widen the circle of your compassion. First the close ones, and then others. Please, let us do this now. May all be happy. May everyone be free of disease. May everyone see good everywhere. May there be no distress for anyone. Stay in this space for some time. Let these feelings of compassion sink into your every cell. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
We can feel you. Although this is plastic and metal and lenses which we look in, and we can feel the spirit. When you have done compassionate meditations, it is very important that you translate the feelings of warmth and light which you access during the meditation into actions. It's already very good if you put the men together. Remember the little story of, well, there was this world map which was cut apart, and a little boy had the task to put the world together. So what he said, he looked on the other side of the newspaper, of the world map, and he saw a person who was cut different places. And since he didn't know the world and how to put the world together, but he knew here's an arm, and the other arm goes here, and the head goes there, the chest goes here, the legs go there. And in this way, by putting the men together, the effect was the world was coming together. This is done in meditation. There have been a lot of studies, and next Compassion Tuesday I want to share a few of them which I'm aware of, which have shown how people who had cancer had so much benefit and were cured just by a group of people praying for them or sending them good wishes. But yes, this is step one. Step two, I would like to suggest to you a few practical activities. And it starts all with listen to someone attentively. That's something else than I hear you. No, listen. Look at their gestures, their facial expressions, the tone of the voice as they speak to you, and you will practice a little empathy, you know, feeling the things the person feels. Then do practical acts of help. Just, you know, say to your neighbor, I'm going to the post. Do you have anything I should put into the post? Or things like this. The third, which I listed, is help to solve a difficult situation in which people are stuck. Then, if you can give support, either physical or emotional, or if you are in a position of wealth, financial, practical, or what I have found out, a practical way of showing compassion to another person is to refrain from one thing that is judging others. And you will see that helps other people so much if you allow them the space to be who they are, because then and then only can they blossom. I thank you very, very much for doing this Compassion Tuesday. I wish you all the best for the upcoming week. Practice with these things if you like. And see you again very soon for the next Compassion Tuesday.